Good morning.
We welcome you to our worship service this morning. A few announcements, but there are more in the bulletin. Almost reads like a newsletter today. So there's a lot of information in there. We will begin a Bible class this morning at 10:20 in the choir room. This will also be the first Sunday that the choir will sing. They'll sing a hymn, and the hymn is number 581, You Are Mine. I'm not sure the congregation has sung it before, but we'll be singing it in a couple of weeks. So this is sort of to help us learn that hymn. This afternoon we'll be packing meals at our Savior Lutheran Church. There'll be three different shifts, one from noon to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. And if anybody wants to come and join us, there's room at all three shifts for people if you'd like to help if you haven't signed up so far. Does anybody else have an announcement for today? Today we have the baptism of faith, Elizabeth Bergeron. It's an important day in the life of our congregation. In Matthew 28:16-20, Jesus gives his disciples the great commission before he ascends into heaven. And he tells them to go out and make disciples of all nations. Two things he says they are to do. Baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching the people to observe what he has given to them. And both of those play an important part in our worship this morning. Faith baptism, to be sure, but also today's the day that Sunday school starts up again, and Bibles will be presented to the third and seventh graders. And we will also have the induction or the commissioning of Sunday school teachers for the year. A very special day for us. At the end of Matthew 28, Jesus says to the disciples, I am with you always to the close of the age. And that's what the song that the choir is going to be singing focuses on. You are mine. The name he gives, that God gives to faith as his child, is the name that we carry with us throughout our life as his children. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We join in singing, Gather Us In.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Gracious God,
have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in the newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen us with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in our hearts through faith.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also
with you. Let us share the peace of Christ that we have through his forgiveness with one another. Peace be with you, Jay. Peace be with you, Ian.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Back now. Peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Thank you.
Let us pray.
O Lord God, merciful Judge, you are the inexhaustible fountain of forgiveness. Replace our hearts of stone with hearts that love and adore you, that we may delight in doing your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Please be seated.
The first reading is Genesis 50, verses 15 through 21. Realizing that their father was dead, Joseph's brother said, "What if Joseph still bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong that we did to him?" So they approached Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this instruction before he died. Say to Joseph, I beg you, forgive the crime of your brothers and the wrong they did in harming you. Now, therefore, please forgive the crime of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also wept, fell down before him, and said, "We are here as your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide for you and your little ones." In this way he reassured them, speaking kindly to them. The word of the Lord. The second reading is from Romans 14, verses 1 through 12. Welcome those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. Some believe in eating anything, while the weak eat only vegetables. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on servants of another? It is before their own Lord that they stand or fall, and they will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make them stand. Some judge one day to be better than another, while others judge all days to be alike. Let all be fully convinced in their own minds. Those who observe the day, observe it in honor of the Lord. Also those who eat, eat in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God, while those who abstain, abstain in order in honor of the Lord and give thanks to God. We do not live to ourselves. We do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God." So then, each of us will be accountable to God. The word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 18. Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?"
Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the Lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. Seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will repay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all the debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated.
This morning, we as Christ Lutheran Church, we honor our promise to place in their hands the Holy Scriptures and provide for their instruction in the Christian faith that is honored them at their baptism. So I invite all of our third graders and seventh graders to come forward. Their families as well. Come on up. In each Bible, as they come forward, as they're all coming forward, I was just going to let you know each third grader gets this Bible and every seventh grader gets this much older version Bible. And inside we have a couple things. One is a bookmark with all of the books of the Bible on it that they can help as a use as a reference. This year it kind of was almost thrown at me. I just kind of got them. Bible tabs that they can mark the books. And then every week we expect them to bring these Bibles with them to Sunday school, to confirmation, to wherever they're going. And in Sunday school in particular, we have these punch cards that we keep down there. And for every week that they bring their Bible, we punch out one of the little markers. And then if they fill out their whole card by the end of the year, which is actually very doable, and when they fill out their whole card, they get a full-size candy bar. Nevaeh's face just went. So, let's see. Nevaeh. And Emmy. Let's just check it. Oh, yeah, Miranda. Aiden. and Garrett. There you go. And then I ask all of the Sunday school teachers, helpers, musician, if you're a substitute and you're here, please come forward. Julie, come on. Oh, yeah, I'll get them all up here. Or are we missing anyone?
Okay. With all of the people that are listed in the bulletin that will be involved in Sunday school, I must say this is the largest group of people helping with Sunday school that I have ever seen. So we thank you for stepping forward. But I would also say to you that you are given a treasure this year in the next months until next May. And you're given a treasure in each of the children that you will have with you. You'll be given one of the opportunities that they have in their life to learn about Jesus. And to learn about Jesus from another trusted Christian mentor. And so some of you will be remembered for all your life, for what you do with the children this year. Others, maybe not, but so it goes. And so we pray that the Holy Spirit might be with you on all the Sundays when you feel very prepared and nothing goes well, as well as the Sundays when you don't feel prepared, and then come those questions that really lead into some good discussion. And you feel like, wow, God was there today. So Josie will read off the names and what you will be doing and what you'll be helping with, and then I will shake your hand.
Should we just start at one end?
That's
all right. We have Julie Shiloh will be substituting. Brandon Shiloh will be teaching third and fourth grade. Jill Gomez will be teaching fifth grade and sixth grade. Mary Merritt for 32 years is playing music. Beth Hine will be teaching three-year-olds. Mindy and Joel Eckert will be teaching first and second grade. Leslie Faulkner will be teaching 4K and kindergarten. Barb Mazur has become a substitute. That's really hard to say, everyone. That's really hard to say. And Jessica Millar will be teaching three-year-olds.
May the peace of God be with you, be with us all. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When a youth, usually about 16 or so, gets ready to start driving a car, the state, in its wisdom, gives to that person a document or a book or a booklet. And in that booklet are all the ways that the state feels it's important for the one who is going to be learning to drive to learn how to drive safely. But the state isn't satisfied with just passing out a booklet. They insist that one of the parents or another responsible adult goes with that student for how many hours is it? 30 hours. That's a long time, right? Because the state in its wisdom realizes that it's important for that youth to have someone with experience being with them to help them anticipate what might lie ahead. But even with that, the state isn't satisfied, and it says, now you've got to have somebody who doesn't know this person, take them on a test themselves, and to be the final one to give approval, to say, yes, this person is qualified to drive a car. This morning, a document was given to the third graders, the seventh graders, and Faith will also receive a document a little different than the other ones, but they're all basically the same thing. They're the story that God feels is important for us to know about the history of how God related to his people in the Old Testament, but then focusing on the New Testament, focusing on the life of Jesus and what he means to us. In the book of Matthew that we've been following the last few weeks, there's a heavy emphasis on the forgiveness of sins. And today, again, a very heavy emphasis on our need to be willing to forgive. The apostle Peter asked Jesus, how often do I need to forgive? Is seven times enough? And to Peter, that sounded like something very generous, because in his upbringing, what he had learned was that you needed to forgive someone three times. That was it. I mean, if they didn't, you know, if they sinned against you again, you could cut off your relationship with them. And so Peter feels he's being very generous in saying, how about seven times? And Jesus responds, and it depends on how you read the Greek, it's either you need to forgive 77 times or 70 times seven. Basically, what Jesus is trying to say, boy, if you're keeping track of how often you have forgiven somebody, there's something wrong. Something probably wrong with you. Because when it comes to our being forgiven by God, does God ever keep track of how many times we've needed to be, that we've asked for forgiveness? Does God ever say to us, I'm sorry, you've crossed the line once too often? No. And he proved it by sending his son to die for us. And in Jesus' name, God already tells what Jesus is to be all about. For his name means saves, one who saves, our Savior. And that's why Jesus came down to earth. In talking about forgiveness, probably the best part to learn, or the best place to learn about forgiveness, is in the book of Luke, chapter 15, the story of the prodigal son. And most of you, I'm sure, know it very well. A son wants to leave home. He's had enough of living at home under his father's thumb, he just wants to get out. And he does a very wrong thing in that he asks his father for his part of the inheritance. He didn't do that in Jewish society. You received your part of the inheritance when your father died, but you didn't ask for it ahead of time. And so this man asks for his part of the inheritance, and the father gives it to him. And he probably knows full well what his son is going to do with it. And sure enough, the son goes off to a foreign country and wastes it all on wine, women, and song. It's gone. And he's hungry. And now he starts to bring disgrace upon not only his father, but also his faith, in that he goes and starts working with pigs, taking care of pigs. The Jewish people were to have nothing to do with pigs. But it's even worse than that, because he asks the owner of the pig farm if he can have some of the food that the pigs eat. And the owner tells him basically, no, you are not worthy to have pigs' food. And it's in that situation that the son comes to his senses and says, I'm not worthy to be one of my father's children, but I'm going to go home and ask if I can be a slave. And he comes home And you remember the story of the father seeing a figure in the distance, and it looks like his son just a little bit, and he takes off running. And the son, when he sees that figure coming toward him, doesn't know what it's going to be. It could be his father coming toward him and say, "Stop, I don't want you to get any closer to my property than this." But it didn't happen that way. The father came and he threw his arms around his son and welcomed him home. And he yells to his servants, "Bring him a robe. He doesn't have any sandals on. Only servants go around barefoot. Give him sandals. And put a ring on his finger so everybody knows this is my son. Oh, and let's have a party. The best animal, let's kill it, and let's have the biggest feast this area ever saw." Wow, that's forgiveness. But there's another part of the story, and it's happening out in the field, and somebody out in that field is getting more angry as time goes by. It's the older brother. The one who stayed home, the one who lifted up his father's name, and everybody, as they looked at this son, said, "That's the good son." But that good son says, "Hey, I ain't going to no party for my brother." And he wouldn't. The father pleaded with him to come. And he said, "No, no way. I can't forgive." In the Lord's Prayer, we say the words, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." And that becomes our way of life. You know, the old thing of if you point a finger at somebody else, you know, at what they're doing wrong, there's, what, three fingers pointing back at you? That's true. We need to be careful in how we look at other people. And remember that we are the ones who are first forgiven because Jesus came into the world to die for the sinners, you and I. And the Sunday school teachers get to tell the kids about that again and again. And that's the thing that faith parents get to share with her throughout her life. God's forgiveness for us. Amen. May the peace of God, which goes far beyond our human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us join in singing our next hymn. Please rise. Congregation may be seated. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in communion of the saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have faith baptized into Christ?
I do.
Parents, as you bring this child to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with her among God's faithful people, bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper. Teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, the Ten Commandments. Place in her hands the Holy Scriptures and nurture her in faith and prayer so that she may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help her grow in the Christian faith and life? Sponsors, do you promise to nurture faith in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit and to help her live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church? People of God, do you promise to support Faith and her parents and sponsors and pray for her life in Christ? I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. For parents and sponsors, do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? If you renounce all of these things, what is it that you believe in? And now the questions are addressed to the congregation as well. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Okay.
Faith Elizabeth Bergeron, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through the water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain faith with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Faith, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever.
Amen.
The women have a gift to present. And
let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized.
We welcome you in the name of Christ. Go in peace. We now receive the offering. And the choir will sing hymn 581. Thank you. Please rise. We pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, all of our life we offer to you in praise and thanksgiving for the beautiful weather that we have today. We thank you for the harvest that the farmers await. We thank you for children. Today, especially Faith, as you name her as your child. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Today we also remember people in our part of the world, people in other parts of the world who have gone through much loss, people who live in fear day and night. We pray, Lord, that you might grant peace on this earth, a peace that only you can give. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember, dear Lord, those who are sick: Maxine, Kathy, Lexan, Gordon, Carolyn, Lavera, Maxine, Ray, Hannah, Levon, the Wallace family, Sam. We remember our companion congregation in Malawi. We remember Sandy in the hospital. All of these things we offer to you because of who Jesus is. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be with all who come forward this morning to receive the Lord's Supper. May your Holy Spirit work within their hearts to give them the assurance that we are loved. For these and many other things, we pray in the name of Jesus, who is our Lord. We also pray on this day for the people who gather at our Savior's Lutheran Church to fill packets of food for those who are in need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We have been blessed beyond deserving, and so it is to you that we come and offer praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. and so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you." And for all people, for the forgiveness of sin, do this for the remembrance of me. Let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come, for all is prepared. The congregation may be seated. Please rise.
We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We join in singing On Our Way, Rejoicing.
Peace. The gospel has renewed our faith.